Blog Talk Radio.
In your prayer.
Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord for allowing us to be together one more time, another Monday. This is Pastor Margaret Lee, and this is a Remnant Ministries Prayer First. God bless you, and I hope you had a wonderful week and a marvelous weekend and a Holy Ghost-filled service on yesterday, if that is your day of worship. But I pray that we are worshiping the Almighty God every day. But He does set aside a day for us to come together and worship Him corporately. God is good, and we thank Him for His mercy and His grace. I'm still getting in safe check-ins from our family and friends who've gone through the horrible storm that we had. We thank the Lord still that those are those who remember to remind us that they're okay. They are okay, and some are returning home. So we pray for them as they begin a new phase and of their life and recouping and recovering. And we pray the blessings of the Almighty God. Any chance that you get to help them, not only in prayer, but whatever you can do, but we are our brother's keeper, and we will go out, and I ask that you will help in whatever area you are able to do so. Let's give a nice shout out to some of our friends in different states, and it's been on my mind to give a shout out to Puerto Rico. All my friends and our relatives and in the Lord, I give you a great big shout out and a great big God bless you, because we are in the family. We are family, and we're in the house and the kingdom of God. So we are brothers and sisters. So I give a great big shout out to my brothers and sisters in Puerto Rico and in Guam. Hallelujah. So these two places are my places that God has placed on my heart to lift them up before Him. All right. So if God give you a place, or if He give you these two places, lift them up in prayer this week. Hallelujah. I pray again that you are somewhere on your way to work and you're just relaxing, thinking about what's coming. Your upcoming week or your upcoming day. But let's just think about God first. Amen. God loves us. He's in control. Hallelujah. So as you're perhaps on the highways, the airways, if you work at home, if you're on the ships, or if you're on the rails, wherever you are, onto your place of destination for this day, your work, I pray that God give you such a peace and grant you traveling mercy and cover you with the blood of Jesus, that you will be able to impact someone else. Amen. Because God loves you and He's allowing you to feel it. So allow someone else to feel it. May the peace of God that passes all understanding rest with and abide with you this morning. So, and your spirit is still. Hallelujah. So we'll do as we always do. We'll just begin to read our scriptures, and they're the same, and I believe that these scriptures will be the same for a while. Amen. think I was supposed to give the telephone number because I am seeking those who will be able to pray with me in the spirit, in their heavenly language, for at least an hour for 5 days. And that would be Monday through Friday. So I will give out the number, and those who can, I pray that you will. It is something that the Lord has laid on my heart, and I believe that it is for a good reason. He would not have done it if it was not so. So those who God has placed on their heart and their are in agreement with me, I'm going to ask you to join me in prayer, and I hope I remember to give you that number before we get off the phone. Well, let's go into our reading for today. As always, for a while, as I said, it is 2 Chronicles 7:14, Psalms 1, 2, 4 through 9, and you know sometimes we take that to another place too in Proverbs, the second chapter. 2 Chronicles 7:14 reads as follows. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will heal their land. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, Proverbs 1:1-4. And Psalms 1:1-4 reads as follows. Blessed is the man that walketh not, standeth in the way of sinners, neither sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he should be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Hallelujah. Lord, glory be to his name. Proverbs 2:4-9 read as follows. If thou seekest her as silver and searchest for her as for hidden treasures, then shalt thou understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. For the Lord giveth wisdom, out of his mouth cometh knowledge and understanding. He layeth up sound wisdom for the righteous. He is a buckle to them that walk uprightly. He shall keep the path of judgment and preserveth the way of his saints. Then shall thou understand righteousness and judgment and equality, yea, every good path. Let's do 20. That thou mayest walk in the way of good men and keep the path of the righteous. For the upright shall dwell in the land, and the perfect shall remain in it. But the wicked shall be cut off from the earth, and the transgressor shall be rooted out of it. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, Jeremiah 29:11, I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Then shall ye call upon me, and ye shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. And ye shall seek me and find me when you shall search for me with all your heart, and I will be found of you, says the Lord, and I will turn away your captivity. I will gather you from all the nations and from all the places wherewither I have driven you, says the Lord. And I will bring you again unto the place whence I caused you to be carried away captive. Praise the Lord. It's a lot in that mighty scripture. And I thank God for his word. Truly, if we seek him, and if we seek him with all our heart, a lot of times when we're in trouble, we seek him just to get out of the trouble. But if we come to the place and say, Lord, I need you. Not only need you, but I want you. I want to know you. I want to have a relationship with you. Not just until the storm passes, but for the rest of my duration on this earth. Be straight up and honest. God knows when you're sincere, and we're not trying to use a formula to gain something from him, not wanting to just seek his hand and not his face, remembering that our God have rules, he have laws that are good for us. We need to learn them and seek to please him in all our ways. Oh, I'm telling you, he told us that there would be trouble, but he said, I'm with you. It's a wonderful thing. Oh, I mean, a child of God, it's nothing like you're in the storm and you know for sure, ha, my Savior's with me. Oh, when you know that there's a war going on, and he's your battle axe. He's fighting your battle. If sickness come upon you, you know that he is the God that healeth his people. I am the God that healeth thee. We can depend and we can trust it. Don't put your trust in man. Don't put your trust in chariots. Don't put your trust in Prince, put your trust in God. He'll see you through. Hallelujah. In his time and in his season. Ask him to open your eyes that you may see, and your ears that you may hear his wonderful voice. Bless him. Hallelujah. Read, hear his word, which strengthens you. For faith come by hearing, and hearing the word of God. Purpose in your heart that even if you are at work, whatever break you have, go somewhere quietly and just read a scripture or just commune with him. And in doing that, you won't be disappointed. You'll be surprised when you realize how many battles and you are victorious. You're a child of God. He paid an awesome price for you. And he didn't pay that price just to allow you to be cast beat up on, to be misused and abused. No, he's the God that loveth thee. And you have to put your hands on your heart sometimes and say, I know that my God loves me. Hallelujah. Glory be to his name. He is our Father who is in heaven. Hallowed be your name, Almighty God. And we want his will to be done. And we need to make it personal. He will let you live in good health. He will let you, your needs are met. Jesus said, your Father know that you have needs of these things, but seek ye first the kingdom. And all these, listen, and all these things shall be added unto you. Ooh, learn to lean on him. Oh, God, I may not know how, but I'm surrendering myself to lean on you. Whatever is preventing me from leaning, truly depending on you, move it so I can lean on you, Almighty God. Ah, glory be to your name. Some trust in horses, some in chariots. Oh, but we will remember the name of our Lord. Hallelujah. He is a strong tower. He is a mighty fortress. Ah, glory, hallelujah. There's nothing too hard for him. Ah, Ramasekah. Ah, nothing is impossible for him. If he said it, shall it not come to pass? The word is yea, Lord. If you said it, it shall come to pass. You have defeated the enemy. It is my place to hold up the victory. I am victorious. I know that my God lives. I know that my God cares. I know that my God is concerned. I know I am as the apple of my God's eye. Hallelujah. Glory be to his name. I know that no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Glory be to your name, Almighty God. So this morning I choose to bless your name. I choose to glorify you, magnify you, and exalt you. I choose to extol you, Almighty God. I choose in the lesson and the time that you've given me on this earth to give you glory, Almighty God. Bless your most holy name. Thank you, Almighty God. Ramasekolidia. You are my God. Hallelujah. And in thee will I trust. Holy almost father. No weapon. Glory be to your name. Peace that you give me that passes all understanding. Ramasekolidia. I won't put trust in my money. I won't put trust in my fame. I won't put trust in my job. I'll put trust in thee, O Lord. Rama, for you are sure foundation. You don't change on me, God. You're steadfast in me. Glory be to your name. Hallelujah. Oh, you're synchronizing me. Glory. You're stilling my spirit, God. You're quieting my spirit. Glory. Hallelujah. Oh, won't be moved by every whimsy of doctrine. I'll stay steadfast. I'll stay unmovable. Glory. Hallelujah. King of kings, you are the sovereign God. You are the absolute power, and you are the absolute authority. Ramaseka, I glorify you, Almighty God, on this morning. And I thank you for your kindness. Thank you for your care. Thank you for your tender mercies, Almighty God, this morning. Not only for me, but for everyone, God, I'll come across this morning, this week, this day, Almighty God. Say it as you mean it. God, let God arise and his enemies be scattered. Glory be to your name. Hallelujah. Bless the wonderful name of the Almighty God. Thank you, Almighty God. Glorify you, magnify you, exalt you, extol you, for you are majesty on high, from everlasting to everlasting. You are God, for you are the giver and you are the receiver of life. God, hallelujah, it was you and you alone that said, let there be. It was you and you, God, that said, oh, God, in the beginning, God, the word said, in the beginning, God, hallelujah, we thank you. Oh, glory be to your name. Your sure foundation. May we call what you call holy, holy. May we call what you call righteous, righteous. Glory be to your name. More the traditions of men. If it supersedes the tradition of God, the commandments of God, God first. Glory be to your name. Oh, Father God, we thank you. Thank you that we can love the unlovable. We can bless those that would misuse us and abuse us. We can bless them, and we bless them not in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Anyone that we have not forgiven, God. We let them go, Almighty God. For you first forgave us, and we learned to forgive others, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Oh, we want to walk as sons and daughters of God on this earth, pleasing in your sight, not profaning your name, but bringing glory to your name, Almighty God. Bringing glory to your name, Almighty God. Bringing glory to your name, your most holy name, Almighty God. God first. Bless your name. Hallelujah. Thank you for encouraging. Thank you for empowering your people, Almighty God. Thank you for building their faith and their trust in you, Almighty God. Thank you that they'll be able to do that first because they put their trust in you. Let them be able to say with much confidence, God got it. Ramasiko. Their faith won't be shaken, God. Their trust in you won't be shaken. Almighty God, thank you for the wonders. Thank you for the miracles. Thank you for supernatural power, Almighty God, that will give you glory, that people will see you in us. Glory, hallelujah. Shamakonia. Glory be to your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory. Our strength, our very present help, Almighty God. Oh, Lord God, things that we thought was dead. Bless your name. You've spoken life into it. Give us the encouragement to walk they're in, God. No matter what the naysayers are saying, no matter what they're throwing, catch it and allow it to be consumed in the middle of the air. Oh, God, surround your desires, surround your purpose, and surround our destiny with your help. Come on high, God. Lead us and guide us, hallelujah, to it all, almighty God. Bless your name. Those going to the hospital, those who are having surgery, those who may, the doctor may stand and give a negative report, but whose report will we believe? We will believe the report of the Lord. There are some who are going to leave us today, this earth. But I once had a talk with the Lord about a friend who left. And it came to me so sweet. And it said, heaven ain't that bad. Glory be to the Most High God. We ask that you comfort those in need of comfort. Rescue those who are in need to be rescued. Almighty God. Oh, stay the hand of the enemy, Father God. Oh, glory. Let this day, Almighty God, day of the first day of the lives of your people, and a lot of them, Almighty God, the first day of their new life in you, walking in the kingdom of the Almighty God. Speak to them. Be on the behalf of them, Almighty God, those who are in want and in need of you. Comfort them, Almighty God. Lead them to the right places and the right people. Oh, make a divine connection today. Father, we pray for favor. Wherever our names are, wherever, whatever is on, in, we pray, Almighty God, that we have favor. We pray, Father, for the government. We pray for all the leaders. We pray for parents. We pray, Almighty God, for the teachers and the professors. We lift them up before you. We lift pastors, bishops, apostles, evangelists. We lift them up before you, Almighty God, to strengthen them, to meet them at their point of need, Almighty God, spiritually, financially, in every area of their life. Oh, breathe on them. Never let them forget their purpose and their destiny. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Our scripture. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face to shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up thy countenance. I'm sorry. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. In the name of Jesus, we pray. My brothers and my sisters, it has been a pleasure. I pray that you've been encouraged and a word has been said to help you along the way, to encourage you even to read the word of God, to seek God for yourself. Love him, for he loves you and he adores you. If you don't remember anything, remember God loves you. You. This has been Pastor Margaret Lee. Until the next time, God bless. Hallelujah. Glory be to your name, Almighty God. Hallelujah. It's the privilege and an honor to bless the name of the living God. Thank you. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise him. Glorify him. When you can't think of anything else to do, just bless his name. And think of someone else that you can pray for someone that you can ask him to help. Hallelujah. Don't forget, you can't be selfish. God loves you. Be blessed.